What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Aaron B, and I am back starting 2021 with a new series called Sports and Wine. Let's get to the sports. Right now, we're watching the last 27 seconds of the New Orleans and Saints Bears game, and it's pretty much a bore fest. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I really like defense, but the Bears can't get a touchdown to save their life, but that's not the meat and potatoes we're talking about today. We're gonna be talking do a review on a wine, start a new series. Hope y'all enjoy it. So here we go. And the wine we're gonna be talking about is 19 Crimes Snoop Cali Red. Yes, Snoop Dogg has a wine out. For the past couple months I've been noticing this wine. I've been thinking, should I get it or should I not? But I was like, you know what? I need to support a brother on his venture. And it was only $10, so I got a good deal on it. Not bad at all. And let me give y'all a quick review on the 19 Crimes website on how to describe the wine. Full and dense with a strong black and blue fruit notes up front from the petite Sierra, complemented by the bright red, slightly red, candied fruit in the background. From the Zinfandel, the dark toasted oak ties it all together, along with a slightly sweet finish. I partially understand most of that. I'm not a wine connoisseur. I like a little nice sweet rum and a Cayman Jack or two, but I was like, nobody really talks about wine and sports together. Why don't we mix them together and start a new series? So let me give you a quick description of it. It's the year of it is 2019. The alcohol content is 14.1, and it comes in a 750 milliliter bottle. And so I'm going to break it down, the review on this, on the Cali Red. The price, I'm going to give it a 5. Can't go wrong with a $10 wine. The bottle, I love the bottle. It's a black, smooth bottle. It looks like it's a $100 bottle wine, but it's 10. And the last three we're going to do is how smooth it is. And the bouquet, if you don't know what the bouquet is, how does it look in a glass? And how I'm looking at it right now, it's a dark red, smooth. It kind of got like a thick look to it. And that's how I describe it. I'm going to give it a 4. So I'm going to do the sip, and I'm going to give you the how it tastes smooth and how it tastes. So let me start. It does have that slight sweet finish, but it's not super sweet. I like sweet wines, but this is a wine that's not like too tart. It's just like in the middle. The smoothness, it could be a little smoother, but I'm going to give the smoothness a 3. It's kind of goes down a little rough, but it's not too rough. It's nice. It's pretty smooth. Taste. I'm going to do one more sip. I'll give the taste a 4. So I'm going to do this. So the price, I give it a 5. The smoothness, a 3. The bouquet, how it looks in a cup or a glass, a 4. The taste, 4. The bottle, a 5. So I think that. So I would advise anybody, if you want to just, you're on a budget, but you want a nice, smooth glass of wine, I definitely choose this wine right here. And I must do this every, let's say wine of the month. So I need suggestions from anybody, any wines that are under $20, we'll say, and I'll do a review on them every month, and we'll see how that goes. And hope y'all have a great night, and peace. Be safe.